You know, it's kind of funny because I do a lot of speaking on fracking setbacks, the environment. I've gone before city council a few times. I've made a few really critical protest votes on planning and zoning that sent that actually set what's happening right now into motion in the city council. I've been very outspoken about it because of, you know, my family and the fact that they're, you know, despite this critical issue, we don't have a pediatric emergency, emergency facility in Denton. But what's funny is, like, you know, we look back on it and, you know, honestly, I went to, you know, spent a few times at a few rallies, made posts and talked to people about it. It was, you know, it was a vote that I figured that felt like at the time, like it was a shoe-in. So it was mostly just kind of discussion. When people ask me about, you know, hey, what did you do during, you know, during the fracking ban and everything, you know, it's like, well, not a lot. And it's kind of funny. I always compare it to people going, hey, Grandpa, tell me about fighting in the Civil War. And going, you know, I was around during the war, but let me tell you about Reconstruction and everything. You know, because it was everything that happened subsequent to that that really is where, you know, when, you know, HB 40 was passed specifically to overturn this and everything, where suddenly, you know, I guess because we're in Denton, because, you know, I always grew up as, you know, feeling that Denton was liberal and progressive, the idea of the fracking ban seemed like a no-brainer. To me, it was always like, you know, okay, everybody I knew supported this. You know, this is going to happen, and we're going to be able to protect people. And, you know, miraculously, our air would get better afterwards. When everything happened after that, you started to realize just how big... and it is a conspiracy, you know, it was to overturn this, how much money is being spent outside of Denton that affects us and hurts us, and, you know, how hard it is to overcome that, and, you know, how prevalent that is, you know, around the area.
Mm-hmm.